President Bush will make the case today for a national missile defense system. In a speech at the National Defense University, the president is expected to argue that the United States should be able to defend itself against missiles launched by rogue nations or even by accident. Critics say a missile defense system would be expensive, unlikely to work, and would violate arms control treaties. NPR's Tom Jaltam reports.
Ronald Reagan made the first pitch for a national missile defense back in the 1980s, but he had in mind a grandiose shield that would have deflected a massive missile attack from the Soviet Union. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer says President Bush has a more modest system in mind, reflecting a new way of thinking about national security.
The threat to peace comes mostly from rogue nation missile launches or accidental missile launches, which is very different from what the threat was in the 1980s, when the conversation about a missile defense was about a much broader defense that could protect the United States from a launch of multiple warheads, for example.
But even this missile defense would go beyond the small land-based system the Clinton administration was ready to build. Take the Bush administration's intent to defend against an accidental missile launch. That would mean being prepared to shoot down a missile fired without warning, mistakenly, from somewhere deep inside Russia. Missile defense experts say such an attack could be stopped only with interceptor rockets based at sea or in space. Jack Spencer of the Heritage Foundation expects President Bush to endorse such a model when he speaks later today.
I think the president will say that the single land-based system's not adequate, that we need to move beyond that to develop a layered system, and that we will probably deploy some form of sea-based missile defense in the near future, and that research and development will look into the space-based options.
In the past, efforts to develop a national missile defense have ended in operational failure. But Spencer and other missile defense advocates say the problem has been that engineers tried to do too much too fast.
I think that instead of taking these huge, giant steps where there's a date that's set, and if you don't have a certain amount of accomplishment by that date, then the program might be killed, I think what you'll see happen is we will build a little bit of missile defense and we'll test that. Then we'll build a little bit more and test that, and it'll be much smaller steps and many more of those smaller steps, which will lead us to the eventual development and deployment of the system.
The Bush administration may also be more prepared than its predecessor was to live with a missile defense system that is not perfect. A senior U.S. diplomat speaking before the Danish parliament last week suggested that a U.S. missile defense system can play a useful role, even if all it does is make a potential aggressor uncertain whether his missiles would be knocked down. Indeed, all the signs so far are that the Bush administration is determined to move ahead with the development of a missile defense, no matter the obstacles. One roadblock would be the 1972 anti-ballistic missile treaty with Moscow, which prohibits such a system. The Bush administration could simply set it aside. Secretary of State Colin Powell told a congressional committee last week that he'll soon see Russian Foreign Minister Igor Ivanov here in Washington, and that he'll tell him the Bush administration will not let the ABM treaty get in the way of its missile defense plans.
If one moves in the direction of missile defense, at some point you hit the limits prescribed by the ABM treaty, and we have to do something at that point. And I will be discussing with Minister Ivanov our commitment to move forward and how he has to understand and our friends have to understand that something has to give way at that point.
If President Bush dismisses the ABM treaty, it could make U.S. allies in Europe nervous. And it's sure to anger the Russian government, which has argued vigorously that the ABM treaty should be preserved. James Lindsay of the Brookings Institution says the United States should think twice before brushing aside such Russian objections.
As much as you say the Russians should be impervious to what we do in terms of defense, the fact is they're not going to be. And the problem is not that we're going to get a new arms race. Russians can't afford it. The real danger is that Moscow has a lot of low-cost options for retaliating against a administration it sees as walking over its strategic interests.
One example, Moscow could pull out of a joint operation with the United States to safeguard the Russian nuclear stockpile. Administration officials say they intend to show good faith to the Russians by pledging a dramatic reduction in the U.S. arsenal of offensive nuclear weapons. President Bush today may, for the first time, reveal how much of a cut he's willing to make unilaterally. Defense experts will also be anxious to hear the president's plans for handling another dilemma: how to pay for an expensive missile defense system while still leaving room in his budget for other pressing military needs and for a big tax cut. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.